And I want to say a big thank you. You know, last week was so, you know, overwhelming for us as a family. You know, the funeral of my late mom, and also thank you for all your prayers, your support, and everything on behalf of my family, those who joined online. I want to say thank you and thank you. If not for the joy of the Lord that is our strength, where would we be? If not for God who has sent his Holy Spirit to us, the great comforter, where would we be? And I want to introduce someone who's just joining this broadcast. Someone tagged you, someone invited you. I want to introduce you to some wonderful series of teaching today. And we are going to be talking on wisdom. And I pray in the name of Jesus that this word will be simple enough to bring light, illumination, and give understanding to the very, very simple heart. I pray that every heart will receive this word. Every heart will be transformed. Every heart will become a good ground. Every heart will receive this word in its simplicity as a seed. And the word will take root, firm root, germinate, and bring forth fruit in your lives in the name of Jesus. So, wisdom, all right? So, today we are kicking off and we're talking about wisdom. You know, half of all the messages you heard from those lovely, lovely Frederick twins, Janet and David, you know, the things they shared with us. And if you're there, you're worrying, remember, don't worry. Have no worry. It only increases your hardship, increases your heartbeat, increases your depression, right? It doesn't add anything. It actually takes away. So do not worry. So please, if those who are on the comment section, just type there, do not worry. I shall not worry. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry at all and at all and at all. Amen. So wisdom. In this series, I reckon we have about 4 weeks left in this series. And I want to pray at the end of this service to pray for everyone born in the month of June. I pray God will fill you. All right, let me just pray right now. God will fill every one of you born in the month of June with the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation, understanding in the knowledge of Him. I pray that the very purpose for which you were born will begin to play out to you, and you will begin to manifest the very reason for your existence on this earth. I pray you will be strong as you continue to know the source of all life and all intelligence, your creator, your God. And I ask right now for a special birthday present that no mortal can give you, but only the immortal will present that gift to you in a way that you will know that this is the hand of God. I celebrate everyone born in the month of June, and I say happy birthday to those who have celebrated, those celebrating today, and those who will still yet celebrate, you know, there. I know somebody who's screaming amen right there in their house. I know the person who's screaming there. All right, shout out to Sarah. You were born in the month of June. You've heard me. I've mentioned it. I know you want, I can see your heart, literally see your heart through the screen, you know, wanting to say, please let's celebrate. Sarah is also our producer who's behind the scene making sure everything is going fine. So, wisdom, we'll look at what is wisdom. We will look at the sources and different types of wisdom. We will look at why we need wisdom and how do we get wisdom. Hopefully, in this series, we'll cover that. All right. I like to always start with the definition of what wisdom is. All right. Wisdom, right? Let's go into the scriptures, the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, and verse 7. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving me wisdom to simply give out this word. All right, in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7, the Bible introduces wisdom. It says, wisdom, right, is the most important thing. So, get and acquire wisdom, right? I repeat, wisdom is the most important thing. So, get and acquire wisdom. Think about it. If you find out that something is the most important, right, and you have the option, and you have the opportunity to get it, won't you get it? Right? Wisdom is the most important thing. Proverbs 4, verse 7. So get and acquire wisdom. Now, if you follow up from the, you know, as a follow-on from the understanding series, there's a correlation. Because in that same verse, right, of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, the Bible says there, if it costs everything you have, above all your acquisitions, get and acquire understanding. Wisdom is the most important thing. Get wisdom. And then it says, if it's going to cost you everything you have, above every acquisition, above any possession, anything you can possess, get and acquire understanding. Shout out to Alice. Today's your birthday. Is that correct? Yes, we celebrate you, Alice. Alice, all the way in Blackpool. We celebrate you today. Happy birthday. I want to believe you're watching from Blackpool. All right. So that's the relationship between understanding and wisdom. But we'll see the third person of the Trinity of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. And we'll see the relationship. But let's keep on reading, right? In that same Proverbs, right, the two previous verses, chapter 4, verse 5 and 6 says, get skillful and godly wisdom. Acquire understanding. Actively seek spiritual discernment, mature comprehension, logical interpretation. Do not turn away from her wisdom, and she will guard and protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. You know, he uses wisdom in a feminine tense, you know. So when you look at these scriptures, right, you will realize one is the most important thing. The other understanding, that wisdom is the most important. The other understanding, it says, get it. Get it also. Why? All right. I will tell us. Let's first of all look at clearly the simplified definition of wisdom. Then you will understand understanding and knowledge and see the relationship. All right? Wisdom means to be full of intelligence. Listen, wisdom means to be full of intelligence. Now, if you remember in our understanding series, one of the definitions of understanding is intelligence, spiritual intelligence. So wisdom is to be full of understanding. I repeat, to be full of intelligence means to be full of understanding. So when you are filled with understanding, then you are deemed to be filled with wisdom. Okay? You're full of understanding, then you are a person of wisdom. Okay? Wisdom also means to have skill in management of affairs. You have skill in management of affairs. Think about it, your life. You've mastered, right, life matters, and you have the skill to manage whatever life throws at you, all the affairs of life. For example, I was, you know, having a discussion, you know, recently, and we were having talking about marriage. And, you know, we went down into the scriptures to look at the understanding of what marriage is, really. Because people go into marriage, for example, without having the understanding of marriage. So when they marry, they don't act wisely. They don't have the wisdom to manage their spouses, their lives, their homes, their children, when they start raising family, right? Remember, understanding, Proverbs 16:22, is a wellspring of life to whom to anybody who has understanding. So wisdom is to have skill in management of affairs. And thirdly, wisdom is the application of knowledge in diverse matters, right? You're filled with intelligence, you have understanding, you have the skill to manage affairs, and then the knowledge you have, right, you can correctly and rightly apply it to whatever matter confronts you, right? Going back to the issue of marriage, you have understanding of marriage. You don't just know what marriage is. You know, you have understanding, you're filled with understanding, and then you begin to apply the knowledge you understand about marriage, and then you're a wise person. That's what it means to act in wisdom, all right? So why are we looking at wisdom now? We looked at understanding before. If we have understanding like the sons of Issachar, we saw in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 25 and verse, I mean, sorry, 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 32, right? The sons of Issachar, because they had understanding of the times and seasons, they knew what everybody ought to do. So when we have understanding, we will know what we ought to do. Now listen, it is not enough then to know what we ought to do. You got it right. Do it. That is where we fall short. We have people who have knowledge, right? Move away from knowledge. Understand knowledge. You see, knowledge, right? The relationship between the three, all right? Knowledge is just to make you aware of something you don't know before, you were not aware of before. That's a simple definition of knowledge. All of a sudden, you are aware that this exists, this is here, that is that, you know? For example, you are aware, I'm just using marriage today, I don't know why. You are aware there's something called marriage, right? A man leaves his father and mother, the Bible says, joins his wife, the two become one flesh. You have the knowledge, but do you understand what that means, right? Okay, you move to the point where now you understand why a man leaves his father and mother, joins to his wife, and they become one flesh, right? You have that understanding. But that understanding is not enough until you begin to apply that knowledge you've understood when you marry. Then you are living and acting in wisdom and living in wisdom with your spouse. That is where we fall short. People have knowledge. The Bible warns that knowledge is not enough. Knowledge will only make you proud. Knowledge puffs up, the Bible says. Right? Understanding is a wellspring of life to him that has it. You have a well, think about it, physically, there's a well in your back garden and you need water. You know the well is there. You understand the well is there. But that well of water ain't going to do you no good until you get it. Go and draw it out. Apply the understood knowledge and get water out. That is the relationship between wisdom, understanding and knowledge. So it starts with knowledge. You move to understand the knowledge and then you apply the knowledge. That is wisdom. Why do we need wisdom at this time? We need wisdom to have that skill to manage the affairs of life now, especially during this lockdown, this COVID-19, and even post-COVID. We will need to have knowledge to apply the knowledge we understand, that we have understood and we keep understanding, right, post-COVID in all the matters of life that life will throw at us. So we don't just need understanding, now we need to be wise. We need to have skill. We need to apply knowledge, not just acquire knowledge, not just have understanding. Use the knowledge you've understood. Apply it in the correct manner. That is wisdom. All right? So that is why we need it. The Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 8 to 9, again, I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. It says that when you prize wisdom, that is when you value it, right, and you exalt wisdom, you put wisdom out there, you raise wisdom out there, you act in wisdom, it says wisdom will exalt you. Wisdom will bring you honor if you embrace wisdom. It says in verse 9, that wisdom will place your head on a garland of grace. Wisdom will present you with a crown of beauty and glory. Come on. Think about it. You see people who act foolishly. Do you know one thing? There's something. When people act foolishly, they suddenly look very ugly. No matter how good looking they are. Have you seen people like that? You see, you know, there's even a scripture in the Bible that talks about, you know, in the female gender. Now, I'm not being sexist, but it just says that beauty, right? Someone who has beauty alone without wisdom is vain. It's like putting a ring on the snout of a pig. You know, a pig, and you put a golden diamond ring on the pig. You know, that's the picture when we don't have wisdom. Right? When we don't have wisdom. Wisdom will make you look good. Wisdom will bring you beauty and glory. Right? The Bible talks in Proverbs chapter 31 about a woman who has virtue, the virtuous woman. She said she will make everybody in the household speak well of her. She will bring good to them. Everybody will honor her. Because of her, blessings come to the household. That is a woman who is wise. A man who is also wise. Have you seen a macho man, but not mature? A macho man that lacks wisdom but behaves foolishly? That's exactly the picture. So, macho and mature are not the same thing. So we've got to be careful and get that right. All right? So we've seen the difference and relationship between knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. There's a scripture in Proverbs 24 that actually talks about the three, but because of time, I won't be able to say anything. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3 to 5 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom. Proverbs 24, verse 3 to 5. We are very okay. Very, very okay. Okay? So let's keep on going. Very okay. All right? Let's go to Proverbs 24. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3 to 5. Okay, sorry, I'm just looking for my Proverbs. Proverbs 24. Right? Proverbs and chapter 24. Oh boy, where has my Proverb gone? Sorry, everybody. Okay, Proverbs 24. Right, verse 3, 4, and 5. It says, by wisdom a house is built. By understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. By wisdom, a house is built. By understanding, it is established, founded. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. So that is that. So today, I want to introduce us to three sources of three kinds of wisdom. Three sources or three kinds of wisdom. All right? Now, if you go with me to a scripture in the Bible, the book of James and chapter 3, all right? And verse 13, okay? I'm just going to read that scripture. And I will bring out these three sources and three kinds of wisdom. That is where we're going to stop today, all right? But I will introduce us to the first kind of wisdom, all right? There are three sources and three kinds of wisdom. Verse 13, James chapter 3. I'm reading from the what is known as the expanded Bible. It just literally breaks the words down and shows us corresponding scriptures where these are in the Bible. All right? It says, are there those among you who are truly wise and understanding, insightful, discerning, then they should show it by living right, their good life, conduct, lifestyle, and doing good things, their deeds and works with a gentleness that comes from wisdom. All right, that's verse 13. So in other words, if they are truly wise people, if we have people who have understanding, okay, let them show it. You will know somebody who is wise by the good life, by their conduct, by their lifestyle. That's what that scripture is saying. And then it goes further in verse 14, James chapter 3. It says, but if you have bitter jealousy, envy, or selfish ambition in your hearts, do not brag or boast. Your bragging, your boasting is a lie. The height that denies against the truth, or don't cover up the truth with bragging or lying. Verse 15, James chapter 3. That kind of wisdom does not come from God, but from the world, and it is earthly. It says that kind of wisdom does not come from God, but from the world, and it is earthly. It now goes further. It is not spiritual. Natural, soulish, human life apart from God. It is from the devil or demonic. In James chapter 3, right, from verse 13 to verse 15, I present to you what we will look at from next week in more in-depth, but I'll introduce the first, right, the three kinds or three sources of wisdom. All right, so write this down, and we're going on this journey, right? This is exciting. I'm telling you, I'm excited because just studying this is making me even wiser. Right? Three sources or three kinds of wisdom. Wisdom number one is a wisdom of God. It's spiritual wisdom. Right? It's wisdom from above. Wisdom number two, wisdom of the soul. That's the wisdom that the soul of mankind, human beings, right? I call that soulish, the wisdom from within, right? The first one is wisdom of God, spiritual, from above. The second one is wisdom of the soul, from within, all right? The soul of man, okay? The soul of women, the soul of boys, the soul of girls. You know, everybody has a soul. Remember, we did spirit, soul, and body. You are the greatest creation of God, because God created you like him. He gave you a soul. You can breathe. You've got breath. You've got your body. But your soul is you, the real you. Your learning, your choosing, your thinking, your thoughts, your intellect, your mind. That is the soul. So there's a wisdom that also comes from within, right? How do you develop that? Of course, learning. Go to school. Read books, hear lectures, go online, Google. You are building your soul. You are acquiring wisdom into your soul. That wisdom is the wisdom from within. You can choose, right? You can think and you can act. That is from the soulish realm. And people have developed their souls that we call them in this world wise people. But that wisdom they have, it's from within. We can see from the balloon illustration, you can actually literally, like the balloon, be separated from the source of your breath, which is God. So you can operate in that soulish wisdom. Okay? I took time to explain that. The third wisdom, all right, is the wisdom of the devil. Right? It's devilish. I call that the wisdom from without. All right? What's the first wisdom? I want the children now, all right? The children, tell your parents again, write this down, and I want your parents to send that to the address, to the email, or by text again. What are the three kinds of wisdom, the three sources of wisdom? Number one, the wisdom of God, spiritual, It's from above, right? The wisdom of the soul, soulish wisdom from within, and the third kind of wisdom, wisdom of the devil from without. There's a devil out there. And we will look in depth at that again next week. But let us look slowly today. And I want to start from the bottom. You see, in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible says, wisdom is profitable to direct. When you have wisdom, the wisdom you have directs you. Where are we going with this? Listen, if you have wisdom number one, which is wisdom from above, then the wisdom of God begins to direct your life. If you have wisdom number two, which is wisdom from the soul, then that wisdom from your soul will begin to direct your life. And then if you have wisdom from the devil, then the wisdom from the devil begins to direct and order your life. Next week, we will look in depth at that. Now think about it. Whatever wisdom you have will begin to influence you. Whatever wisdom you have will begin to direct your thoughts. Will begin to make you act in a certain way dictated by that wisdom. And I tell you, as I close with this today, the Bible says in that same book of James, chapter 1 and verse 5, if any lack wisdom, let him ask from God, who gives liberally, God who does not upbraid, God who will give wisdom to anyone who asks, and asks without doubting, ask without being double-minded, because God will give you. If you've acted foolishly, if you've made mistakes in life, like we've been learning, with your soul you can do whatever you like. You realize right now you need your maker. You need wisdom from above, because that's the greatest source of wisdom. The Bible says, Job chapter 32 verse 8, remember, there is a spirit in man. It is the breath of the Almighty, the inspiration of the Almighty that will give your soul wisdom and understanding. Listen, there's a challenge you are facing right now. Someone listening now, you have no clue what to do next. You are confused. You've made wrong choices. What you need is wisdom from above. Someone, you are realizing that you've only been acting by wisdom you acquire from books, soulish realm, books written by other men. Listen, you need wisdom from above. It's a higher kind of wisdom that will exalt you when you exalt this wisdom that is from above. And listen, somebody right now, you're under a conviction. You realize you've been doing so many wrong, evil things. You know it is evil. You know it is wrong. We'll see all these differences next week. But listen, you can turn back today and ask God for wisdom. Let me tell you, wisdom that comes from God is not just an abstract. The Bible says Jesus is the wisdom of God. He's been given to us. And I present to you Jesus today. Right as you're listening to this, just ask, Heavenly Father, God, the source of all life and intelligence, my Creator, grant me wisdom. I ask you for wisdom. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I've made wrong choices. Forgive me. Forgive me. He doesn't upbraid. Listen. He doesn't say you've been stupid. Get away. No. You've repented. You've had a change, a turnaround. Ask him. I receive wisdom right now. I ask you, give me wisdom. Wisdom to direct me. You are making a choice, some choices this week. You need the wisdom of God. You want to go out today. You need the wisdom of God. You don't know the next decision to make. You're confused, or you have different options. You need the wisdom from above. Ask right now as we pray. And Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, help every one of us, including myself, grant us wisdom from above. I receive wisdom from you, all the decisions I'm going to make, all the steps I'm going to take. At this stage of my life, Lord, I pray, not just for myself, for everyone listening, for scientists, for researchers, for prime ministers, for kings, for presidents, Lord, we ask for wisdom. Give us wisdom. Help us to master, Lord, life's affairs. And as things confront us this week, we receive wisdom to apply the right knowledge. And we receive help from your Spirit right now to lead us, to lead us, to lead us. Direct us, guide us. Thank you. I receive wisdom. I receive an understanding heart. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 We would love to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you. On the screen, you will see a number that's going to be displayed and an email address. And I want to shout out Harrison, God bless you. We got your email and we've replied you this morning. And God bless you. There's a platform which we are going to have further discussion. And thank you for all the testimonies you've shared. Thank you for the love and, you know, understanding in your heart, you know, for humanity. God bless you, Harrison. Special shout out to you. So there's the number. You can text that number. You can email that address. info@loveassembly.co.uk. We're broadcasting live from Love Assembly, Liverpool, right? We're based in Liverpool, but of course the world is global. You can contact us from wherever you're watching. We would love to answer your questions. We would love to hear your testimonies and what God is doing in your life. And I want to especially also thank everyone who has been supporting, donating, praying. We cry out. We hear people who contact us. They need food. They need money. You know, they need some basic things. And you've been donating and we've been reaching out to people. Thank you and thank you. And you've been helping us to keep this broadcast going. So to God be all the glory. We praise God. We thank you and encourage you. Keep doing all the good things. And the wisdom of God will direct you. And you will see the details in the comment section if you want to donate. You'll just go to the comments. The producer will put all these details of the accounts and, you know, transfers you can make. So thank you and thank you and thank you. Next week, we are continuing with the Wisdom Series. And our next broadcast is Thursday, 7 p.m. UK time. We start 7 p.m. on Thursday, every Thursday. That is the next time our broadcast will be. And I got a note saying, Cornelius, Connie, flatbread. Connie is going to be 11 on Wednesday. Wow, happy birthday. Guess what? I think just send your postcode and address. We're all coming for flatbread in your house. Cornelius. Cornelius the baller. Cornelius the baker, B for baker, B for baller. That guy, I tell you, is very skillful. And thank you everybody from wherever you're watching all over the world. Wow, I can see a wonderful old-time friend of mine, Edmond God. Let me specially acknowledge you. Thank you. I will respond. I saw all the, you know, stuff you wrote on Facebook. God bless you, Edmond God. Amen, amen, amen. He's watching all the way from America. God bless you. Good to see you, brother. And that's it today. We will come back right at you. And like you know, we're broadcasting from our living room under lockdown with my family and I here, my wife and two boys. And so good, so good. Enjoying this moment and thanking you for allowing us to keep coming to you. And thank you for those invited. And if you want to know more, join us on Thursday Bible study. Right, we end today.